This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
And the whole Kyrie Irving thing now, obviously now he's backtracking like an NFL cornerback on his stupid comment about masks and all that. And I know that he's also got a year left on his contract where the Nets can give him a big deal now or an even bigger deal in a year. And I got to tell you something. If I'm the Nets and I've got Kevin Durant and that's the guy that I want to sign long term and that's the guy I want to build around, I can use him, Ira, to go get me that third star to replace this flake. And he's constantly injured as it is. And then he's also constantly sticking his foot in his mouth on a consistent basis, saying all kinds of stupid shit. And so I'm just wondering, Ira, if you're the Nets, I understand that Kyrie has super abilities. I get his handle and his shot and all that stuff. But there's all this other baggage that comes with it. And the other he's also unreliable because of his body at times. This year was a perfect example of all of that. I'm just wondering, if you're the Nets, why do you want to move forward with this flake?
Because honestly, Big O, among the reasons they have Kevin Durant and they have James Harden is because they have Kyrie Irving. And because players recognize talent. And players recognize unique talent. And I think outsiders, we look at the flakes and we look at the comments and we look at the backstories. Players don't give a rat's crap about that when you have a talent like Kyrie Irving alongside. And honestly, oh, I'm not sure tradable. You can find a better quality level player than Kyrie Irving. It's, in other words, you're not getting Steph Curry and going out and making a trade like that. You're not getting Anthony Davis. You're just not getting those players. Those are franchise cornerstones elsewhere. I agree. Kyrie Irving is maybe the NBA's, probably go as far as to say, ultimate headache. I mean, this is a guy, he was away from the team, and then it was mental health, and then he shows up at a party, and then he's not protected with the COVID protocols. He took a 10-game vacation, staycation, in the middle of last season. Then come the playoffs, and he always seems to be injured when you need him at sort of the critical mass also. But the thing is, and you see this in all sports, you put up with an awful lot of BS in sports if you can get ultimate talent. He's ultimate talent. Talent-wise, Big O, he's a top 10 player.
I'm not arguing the talent whatsoever. You are 1,000% right, sir. It's just, it's the baggage. And then there's a key word, because you said, yeah, players don't care about that stuff. They care about the talent, mm-hmm. and he is. But they got to care about reliability. And you can't say he's reliable. That's the problem, because of his body, because of the flakiness at times. I'm going to take a 10-day, vacation. What kind of crap is that, dude? I mean, I don't know. I get the talent part, but players have to be pissed that they can't rely on him, right?
Yes and no. Players understand injuries. Everyone's been through it. Take James Harden, for example. Is James Harden not reliable because he had his hamstring and was limited, very limited in the playoffs and wasn't nearly himself? Or as a player, do you say, wow, that guy can do things that no one can stop? Kevin Durant is the most unstoppable scorer in the NBA. James Harden is the most unstoppable get to the free throw line guy in the NBA. And Kyrie Irving has the best handles of any player in the NBA. So when you have all three of those factors working together for you, you sort of say, okay, we'll put up with the BS. People have put up with BS in other sports for years. You have to deal with it. Is it hard being a coach for Kyrie Irving? Definitely. Is it hard being the executive who has to go ahead and pay this guy $50 million a year on an extension? Definitely. But the third part of that equation, Big O, is it hard being his teammate? These guys are different than us. They don't look at it that way. They don't care if he makes it hard on the coaching staff. They don't care if he makes it hard on management. They know when they go out on the court and they are lining up with Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie Irving, they sort of have that, whatever you want to call it, eating grin on their face, knowing you can't stop us. We have too much right now. So you put up with the BS. Just like, you know what? Oh, early on in the game, and I think late in the game also, LeBron James has been like that also. That's a difficult guy to be around with his whims and who he wants alongside. And you better trade for this guy and you better sign that guy. And I want it done this way. There's an awful lot of you put up ancillary with these guys that you have to. I agree with you. What we've seen the last week from Kyrie Irving and also societal, some of the stuff he said when it came to COVID and all that. I agree with you that there's no place for that and it makes life harder. But no one said it's going to be easy when you're around a superstar, whether it's the NFL, the NHL, the, you know, the Major League Baseball. It's just what it is. And you see at every turn, teams, even when a pitcher's been accused of domestic abuse or something, they still trade for him. They still want him because they know greatness. Ultimately, and it might not be right, but oh, you're a big rock star fan. You're a big movie fan. There's some total jerks out there who make really good movies. There's some total a-holes out there that have absolutely broken up bands. But man, when they were at their best, whether it was riffing in their guitar, they were as good as anyone. So you look back and you look back, especially you with your rock and roll background, and you say, man, why did this group have to break up? Why did that guy have to leave? Why did that have to happen? Because you put up with the personalities, and you know what? When they were on point and they were being the best at what they do, there's no one better, so you put up with it. I bet you've gone to concerts, oh, and said, this guy, the front man for a band, is a total ass. But man, what a 3 hours that just was.
David Lee Roth. David Lee Roth.
You know, that's who I was thinking of. Right.
Greatest front man ever.
And then you watch Sammy Hagar, who did the best he could with what he could, you know, when he went in there.
Oh, he's a much better singer. Yeah,
much better. Well, he's a much better professional. That matter of fact, that's the one thing about him. Whether it's his solo career or even when he went to Van Halen and wanted to sort of change their approach and say, why are we doing best of, you know, albums and things like that? He was a pro's pro. But without the pro's pro, it was a lot more fun. That's what the Kyrie Irving experience is. I would put it this way. Oh, if you're asking me, are the Brooklyn Nets going to be the last team Kyrie Irving plays for? I would say no. I would say he will wear out his welcome again. He has done it in school. He has done it with his teams. He has done it with his ever-changing agents. It's just who he is. So you enjoy it for now. The one thing we've learned, whether it was the Celtics, whether it was the Heat or teams before, these big threes are not ultimate enduring teams. This is not the Showtime Lakers. This is not a team you can say for the next 5, 8, 10 years, we're going to be special. It's changing sports and you deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. And he's worn it out with me too. Although I will say this, the idiot does a lot of good things behind the scenes too. So,
and that's the thing. Just when you're ready to rip him because he comes out, his sneaker maker makes a fantastic new shoe. He calls the sneaker garbage and said he wouldn't wear it, has to backtrack. But then he's creating fresh water overseas in communities that don't have it. So you know what? That he's all over the place sort of with his personality.
Yeah.
You have to take the good with the bad. I've had plenty of Heat players that I've dealt with over the years. And just when you're at your breaking point, you get a release that he's feeding the homeless or he's creating a scholarship program or something like that. And you go, either his agent knows how to play the system or behind everything else, there is still a good man behind that.